Russian. No.
Okay. Russians are rushing the war.
Because to me, religion is just one more thing.
Roll up the Mari, farmer, but then I Jim Carrey. Me thoughts the life, me dark, it's night, my avid. I sharpen knife, me cut in tune with
an interrogator at the gulags. What would your method of interrogation be? Like, how would you torture someone into confessing their crimes?
The cloth and dousing that cloth in petrol when it's over their face.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Nice. So it's like waterboarding, but like times 100.
But with petrol.
I'll just go for the straight for the toes. Like, I watch a lot of torture scenes in movies where they're beating them up and, like, he's not saying anything. Like, it, cut off the toes. Go one by one.
Yeah, you want to keep going. You make your way all the way up to the phallus. Penis.
What? We get some more. can we get some more context? Why are we torturing these guys?
He's reading the gulag.
He's reading the gulag archipelago at the moment.
Yeah.
So he's thinking about gulags and torture.
All right. It just is like seems really exciting. A lot of it. I'm a fan of like the long term torture, the long term psychological tortures.
But it's like fun. If you've got to get like some information and you need to get it now. I'm not sticking in for the long time.
They don't actually need information. They're just trying to fucking. Oh, true.
Yeah, no shit. Right.
What's this book? What's this gulag? What's it about?
Solzhenitsyn, Alexander Solzhenitsyn.
What? Oh yeah, I don't know how to pronounce his name because it's Russian. Oh. But his name's Alexander. He wrote a book about. It was the joint called the Gulag Archipelago, or is that like he? That's what he's called it.
I think so. Yeah, Archipelago. Yeah. That's fucking. Yeah.
And you look good.
So it's kind of like a Holocaust situation.
Concentration camps and shit.
Yeah.
Great way to start the potty, Ash. Fucking really.
I thought it was.
Are we starting? Or have we started?
I think we've already started.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, started. Hey. As soon as we started talking about Russians, I thought, let's get this on.
Welcome back to episode... 18?
I don't know, man. I
feel like we did like a 20 special, didn't we?
Did we? I've already done 20 podcasts.
Wasn't that the one that we were all around there?
Yeah.
Was that the 15?
I think that was 15. Might be 16. Whatever number it is, welcome back to it.
We've definitely done 17 because I shaved the 17 into my fucking...
Oh.
Oh, wait. That was in there. So I think this is 21st then.
Yeah, this is 21. 21.
21 and 22.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Episode 22.
Episode 22.
This is Jess's first podcast.
My first podcast. I'm excited.
Okay, we're making it special. We're doing it in his bedroom.
Yep. legit live in this garage most days. Doing me activities and stuff.
How was the holidays, boyses?
Mine was good.
You got some good stories on your trip.
I do?
Yeah, the Yowies.
With the Yowies, I'll get to the Yowies in a second. They're fucking, they get around. But no, you boys go first. I've got nothing to say right now.
Well, Ash and I went to the bush for New Year's with a couple of our mates.
That's right.
It's fucking hot.
I skipped out on that because I thought it'd be a shit time.
Yeah, it was pretty. It was good, but it was kind of shit. It was just hot as fuck. It was like 40 degrees every single day. Just hot air. Yeah, there's nothing. Yeah,
there was then. It kind of made me feel good about doing nothing because, like, I kind of do nothing up there anyway.
Exactly.
And I always think, oh, I could have done so many things more. But really, just laying down in, like, heat exhaustion was actually really nice.
Yeah, I enjoyed the house to myself on New Year's. Fucking.
Yeah, beautiful.
I had plans to, like, I wanted to do New Year's different this year. I wanted to go out into the city by myself. I always spent New Year's with you boys fucking doing whatever. But I wanted to go out by myself. Trip a bunch of acid, go to a jazz club, meet some new, intellectual, interesting people. And then I got to the night, I dropped, had a tab, and I was like, fuck that, I'm staying home. Had the whole house to myself. Fucking was sweating because it was that hot. I was just sitting down, sweating, and that was pleasurable.
That was it.
Yeah, I had a good New Year's.
Yeah, nice. I went up to Queensland for a little bit. So that was nice up there. Played in the ocean. I only went up for 5 nights, but it was good.
What's that duck thing you got? That duck whistle that you had?
Oh, yeah, that was from the aqueduct. It's like this tour bus ride kind of boat thing that we did one day. And I just wore it for the rest of the holidays and annoyed Bonnie and the locals with it. It was great. I just went into the city and saw some fireworks for New Year's and kept it pretty tame this year, to be honest. So
you're up Gold Coast, were
A bit further, Sunshine Coast. Yeah, so hopefully we're playing GID there soon. Yeah, because...
Yeah, good chance of that.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Soul Bar, here we come.
This podcast is supposed to be the redeeming one, where we show ourselves as venue-worthy individuals.
I don't know how much we can more of that we can do. I mean, it's...
So on New Year's Day, I was walking past this baby that was in a fire in a house and ran straight in, of course. Instant instinct.
You saved it, did you?
Yeah, it was just me. Amazing. Instant. I'm predisposed to be a good cunt. Yeah.
No, no, I remember because I was volunteering as a fireman and I came over and I saw you taking the baby out. Yeah,
that was just after we stopped that tsunami in Indonesia from evacuating.
I think I just finished lighting it and then you guys were running.
As if you lit the fire. Fucked.
So yeah, very good.
Venues.
Yeah, all those deals just went up in flames, you could say.
Yeah. Like if the audience doesn't know, it's because, we got cancelled and...
They fucking know.
Yeah. I think we spoke about it last podcast. I was on the last podcast for a little bit, but then I got sick of it and just went to bed. Fell asleep on the couch.
Yeah.
Oh, I wasn't there for that one then.
Yeah, you were.
You were.
What?
Jacob was there.
Yeah,
that's why
you were there.
Jacob was on.
Jacob was on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember that one. Yeah.
Jacob's in the living room at the moment watching Dune. Dune. Whichever way. Shit, I reckon. I didn't like it at all.
You haven't even seen it.
Well, I was watching it for a bit.
But you were brain dead on Nangs.
No. I was half brain dead on Nangs. Just too generic sci-fi. I couldn't get into it, you know. Felt like one of them Star Trek reboots. Fucking just didn't vibe.
I don't know. If they had different soundtracks on it, it'd probably be a lot better. It's a bit like too...
Yeah, I'm hoping the bagpipes was... something they brought from the book, because it seems like if that was something they just like added in, it's like that's such a bad
decision. Good to say that Scottish culture survived in the future.
It's such a bad decision to just like bring the bagpipe out of this like full sci-fi fucking spaceship.
I think a bagpipe,
one guy in like a kilt fucking.
I think a bagpipe would be better than someone just shredding electric guitar out of the spaceship.
Oh, Jimi Hendrix, the soundtrack to Dune, that'd be sick.
Well, fucking Jimmy. The Doors.
Do you guys believe in the Illuminati?
Yes. No.
You don't?
Oh, well, no.
100%.
I don't know enough about like what like the Illuminati is besides like, I don't know.
Would it originated from like Germany or something?
Well, I think there's something with Freemasons and all that.
Mm. No, Freemasons and Illuminati are completely different.
Are they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but kind of. They're kind of like intermingled, I reckon.
Well, I don't trust any of that shit. I had an uncle and I've got one side of my family's just... they believe in some funny stuff. And I got an email from this uncle. I've already told you this. I'll just fucking tell you. I got an email from this uncle about fucking 7:30 in the morning. So like stone sober time on a weekday. And I don't talk to this uncle very often, like never. And he's just fucking, he just sent an email saying, oh, I heard you haven't got the vaccine yet. I don't know how he heard that. And he's like, I want you to use your platform. I support your decision fully. I want you to use your platform with the band to support these CMFEU fucking protests and not getting the vaccine because satanic pedophile cults, the Illuminati and aliens. Like it was fucking, it was nuts, but it was like, I'm churning that down for paragraphs. It was paragraphs and then at the end it was like, did you know? Extra facts for you, Jesse, and dot points of like, did you know aliens exist? They're going to invade soon? Fucking.
Yes.
I know about the satanic pedophile cults. Those go... it was crazy.
Oh, where they harvest the
adrenochrome.
Adrenochrome. Yeah. Right. Adrenochrome, some kind of thing that... it comes pre-adolescence.
And like children.
Young children, they tie them up around trees and they traumatize them completely. Like
they'll make them scared.
Fear response.
As when they're, when they're in like the most like fearful moments, like what they're feeling, they like... they take out whatever it's in from their pineal gland, some blood from the pineal gland, and they drink it.
It's like rich people stuff.
Yeah, rich people.
So when we're big and huge,
get on the adrenochrome. No.
Hillary did it. Hillary Clinton did it.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised. She got that look in her eye.
It's true. It's all real.
Anyway, this
is a good family. I mean, if I wasn't the one harvesting it.
Yeah, no. Fuck Jeffrey Epstein. Yeah, I don't believe in the Illuminati, Ed. No, I don't. I think people don't understand the systems fucking operating society. They're just in them. You know what I mean? I think there's this big elite force that controls everything.
No, I think
no one's like smart enough.
No one's smart enough or has enough reason.
Giving too many people too much credit.
Hey, the Prince of Saudi Arabia, he's on
Andy's smart enough to know what the real thing is, though.
Yeah,
yeah, I reckon.
Andy's running the whole thing.
We're in a simulation. That's it.
The world's flat, too.
It's more likely that we're in a simulation than not.
If the world's flat, then why is my life continuously going downhill?
Yeah, well,
because... Oh, my God.
I don't know, man. Cancel culture. That's a good one, Ed. I like that.
What about that Astro World thing? That was a sacrifice.
Oh yeah, so oh yeah, and you know, have you guys seen the lineup for that new big fucking pop punk emo festival thing that's meant to be going in Las Vegas?
Yeah.
They've got all these like massive bands from the 2000s, like huge like lineup. They're meant to be having all these
Give
bands.
Give me some names. Like fucking, what do you...
Off the top of my head.
I'm thinking My Chemical Romance.
Yeah, My Chemical Romance. Paramore are headlining them.
Nice.
And then there's just all the other big names, like all in one. And apparently there's all this fucking conspiracy shit going out, how it's all fake and it's not going to fucking happen, even though all the bands are fucking like posting about it. But it's run by Live Nation, which are the same people that ran that Astroworld thing.
With the Travis fucking...
Same guys that ran our last show.
And, And yeah, apparently it's all just
so a big
conspiracy. So yeah, that's interesting.
So they're next. Paramore is going to be the next fucking
sacrifice. Don't know, but I don't know. They just like there's just a lot of talks about this Live Nation fucking company. And they said they're just going to rip everyone off because the same thing happened with, I think it was a one of the Warped Tours or something. Never went ahead, but then they didn't refund anyone fucking tickets or something. But
those cunts would be old now, wouldn't they? All the fucking the pop punk,
dude, the whole crowd there.
I'd feel like most of the bands would have like replacement.
Probably. I've been getting into that stuff more and more in the emo punk era. Fucking, you grew up in it, Andy. So you,
yeah. Everyone there would just be like in their 30s. It'd be so funny. It's early 2000s sort of stuff. Yeah.
Funny or sad?
Yeah. I'd like it.
Oh, fuck, I'd like it as well, 100%.
Yeah.
I'll keep you my dirty little secret.
Yes, that's exactly right, yes.
Yeah. All American Rejects, one of the most underrated bands of the 2000s, I reckon. They just had fucking three or four bangers, but that's more than most have.
Yeah.
Fucking them. They're bangers, hard.
Yeah.
But we've got like one.
Panic at the Disco. I think you'd get into Panic at the Disco a bit, Jess, as well. Yeah. They did that, all right, like, I signed in, how many people have I heard of?
Closing the God door.
Yeah, they did that. No. But then they've got a lot of other fucking songs that are really good that I reckon, I don't know, just their style, I reckon, you get into for some reason.
Don't have that shit nowadays, though.
Don't have that shit nowadays, no more, the pop punk stuff.
Just fucking
nah, it's
fizzled out.
No. It's gone into that kind of like rap punk.
They've got all like the 808 drums in it.
Yeah.
Do these buttons do anything, Ash?
What buttons?
These colourful ones.
I don't know. We need the headphones to kind of know if they're doing anything.
It's doing something.
Oh, fuck.
Press it down. Yeah.
I don't know what that did.
Let us know. I don't know.
Comment what you think a sound was.
Just all right, press more.
So tomorrow I'm going to listen to the 200 countdown. So from 200 to 100.
Is that tomorrow, is it?
That's tomorrow. And then the hottest 100's on Saturday.
Right.
So I'm going to listen to it. And if we make it on that list tomorrow, I'm not listening to it on Saturday.
No way.
I've got to be honest here. I haven't listened to a Triple J Hottest 100 in a fair few years. I can't remember. I don't want to go into that too far, but... Yeah, I don't listen to Triple J.
I don't listen to it.
Yeah, me either.
I don't listen to the radio, really.
No. I try. Triple M, Mick Malloy.
I'm more of a talk.
I always go to that. I go to AM.
AM?
The AM radio.
It's AW.
Yeah. Wow.
It's sick. It just sounds so much better.
Melbourne. Yeah, that's it.
I've never even clicked the AM button.
Dude, you love it.
Dude,
you just fall into a hole.
You got to give it a push.
How is it different?
It sounds different. Yeah. And it's like even the quality is just shit.
It's a lot nicer to listen to, like them talking. It's less them trying to grab your attention and like, let's have a sort of fucking conversation. It's almost like a constant 24-hour podcast.
Yeah, I've been trying
but
to...
like, obviously, people music. Changing and shit.
I've been trying to get into the more obscure radio stations on FM. But,
like Kiss and Nova.
No. Even though I don't listen to them as much, so I like hearing Fev on the radio, Favola.
Yeah. I always listen to the New Zealand radio, The Rock. That's what I listen to.
New Zealand radio. I couldn't put up with the accent.
It's hilarious. Dude, it's so funny. No, the accent does make it in, but like, it's just, it's hilarious.
I like the accent. Kiwi accent's cool.
I don't mind the Maori's, the Maori accent. I don't like the, they've got a word for white New Zealanders. White New Zealand accents. So I just feel like they're ripping us off and doing it worse. So.
Ripping us off.
Fucking sheep fucking. I love New Zealand. Can't wait to come to New Zealand. I love the Lord of the Rings. I fucking.
That's why.
Yeah, a guy messaged us this week from New Zealand going, "Oi, when are you guys coming to NZ?"
Oh, I'm so keen to go to New Zealand.
I don't know if I replied or someone replied. He's like, "Whoa, I didn't think you'd reply." I'm like, "Yeah, so we'll try and come soon, man."
No, we reply to everything. We don't get as much messages as you think. We've got a lot of downtime.
No, there was a time where all of our requests were just filled, but now they're all empty now. Someone's going through them or something.
Yeah, but that's our fault because we're not contenting anymore.
Yeah. No one wants to message a misogynistic band, you know what I mean?
No.
I'm not scared.
Actually, a lot of people did. I had a lot of long conversations with a lot of people.
Yeah.
Like paragraphs.
But no, apart from that, things are not looking too bad. Have we got any shows in the works? I think we're looking to come up to Adelaide at some point.
Yeah, the only offers we got for shows is in Adelaide at the university. I think there's like two offers, but that's about it.
Adelaide and Wagga.
It's funny that a university gives us the offer, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's great.
It's supposed to be like that.
I reckon it's a setup.
Yeah, that's what I think as well, because universities are supposed to be the epicenter of that kind of shit. So...
They're just gonna throw shit at us and just fucking yell.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll just play the show anyways. Yeah.
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 Matt's not here because he's in Germany.
Oh no,
dude, he's
Germany, Spain, France, Italy. He's by the Coliseum.
He's in Venice.
Venice taking the gondolas or in the fucking.
Yeah. You got COVID there, so you got fucked up there. But
Yeah.
I don't know. He'll tell you the story when he comes back.
Lucky cunt.
Yeah. I can't wait to hear the story. There'll be a lot. Yeah. I can think of a lot of worse places to be stuck.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Like Melbourne.
Yeah.
Melbourne's not that bad. It's more like, you know, stuck at home. You know, home's cool, but same places past 20 years.
Yeah.
Do you love it or you hate it?
27.
Melbourne. Oh, I love Australia. Love Melbourne. Do I want to go somewhere else? Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. It's not hot enough in Melbourne. It's just too cold, I think.
But when it gets hot... In the suburbs, you can't escape it.
Nah.
Like it's not like we live near the beach or anything.
Nah.
And most of Melbourne doesn't live near the beach.
And the beach we go to is a bay. So there's no fucking waves there. You know what I mean?
It's just gay.
You have to travel fuck far to go to a beach.
Like, you probably walk in there fucking, fuck knows what's in the come out bays in Melbourne.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Piss that just, like, floated from, like, over there. Yeah. Doesn't really wash out. Kind of just, like, washes to the other side.
It's just rank.
I don't mind the bar. I've swam in the Yarra and that is fucking... I've got a mouthful of Yarra. That's like a mouthful of Melbourne.
That's what I did this New Year's. Jumped in the Yarra.
That's what you did, yeah.
You boys done.
Yeah, that was funny.
That was funny, yeah.
Yeah. We should talk about some ideas of some covers that we're going to do next. Little ones. Like we did Freak Surf Curse.
James, the manager. James spoke to us yesterday and saying on that TikTok where
that I posted saying which should we do next about which cover.
He wants us to do five of them or something and
he wants us to go through and do like snippets of them and see what kind of grabs off. Attention and
grabs attention, yeah.
So what are we looking at?
Let's breeze blocks. Breeze blocks looked cool. I like breeze blocks.
How the fuck can we do breeze blocks?
I don't know.
She may contain the urge. You know what I mean? Like, I can't do that.
That's the point. You do it in like your own voice.
She may contain the urge to run away and hold her down with soggy clothes and breeze blocks.
Yeah, that's a goer.
Yeah, I like it.
I'll go look at the list.
Yeah.
The comments like, but there was Riptide, Vance Joy.
That's what I wanted to do. There's a great fucking mashup, Riptide and a Monsters of Men song. I forget the fucking the truth may carry on. Ship won't carry
on.
There's a great mashup of that song. Wouldn't mind doing that.
Yeah, Last Car by Tracy Chapman?
Nah.
What?
Mum used to smack that song when I was young. I got sick.
Oh, what's that?
No justice because I can't see.
Sorry. There was another song that I really, we should really do. I forgot it. Where Is My Mind by the Pixies?
I don't know that one.
Oh, yeah, as if you don't know that song. Where Is My Mind? But it's like
Pixies.
I might, but no, not off the top of my head.
Well, then I'll do Hey.
Oh, yeah, I know that. Oh, yeah, I know that one.
Where Is My Mind?
Yeah, cool, that's sick.
Fucking...
That slaps.
Ash, do you have any recommendations for covers? Let's get my brain to a... Thank you.
Still a Spacey Jones.
Iris, the Google
A Spacey Jane. We could do Spacey Jane booster seat.
Yeah, we could see it.
I was a bit shitty.
Iris,
no, I was a bit shitty with... Well, not really shitty with Spacey Jane, but like, just a bit like, oh, okay. You know what I mean?
Jesus.
And then I had sex on listening to Booster Seat.
Yeah, and you want to watch drugs.
He's onto something. Booster Seat, oh, fucking that love that tune. Beautiful tune.
He's got something going on.
Oh, it's gross.
Fireworks by Katy Perry.
Yes, something like that.
Hot and You're Cold. It's the same chord progression as Dry. It's cooked. I was playing, legit. I saw in the comments people saying hot and cold. What the fuck? Played it. It's like, you're hot and your sex doesn't feel.
Maybe we do Good pick up.
Maybe with the try coming out, maybe we do like a try call, fucking mashup.
Try mashup?
I skipped a thought process there. I was first thinking, oh, imagine if we did a Dry, hot and cold mashup. I was like, oh no, Dry's over with. We just fucked that off. The chai's coming out. We got to promote that.
Chai latte's coming out soon.
I just assume that's public.
We should do Scott Green.
Hey?
Scott Green by June Rats.
Oh.
It'd be kind of good. It's kind of our vibe anyway.
I'm trying to get off the green though. Don't want to.
Don't even think about it.
Don't want to think about it, let alone sing it. Who's got green?
Who's got green? I don't know. I think we'll figure it out. We'll find something and then we'll just do a few and
Yeah, we'll do a couple. We're going to start smashing out not only fucking songs and stuff, but content alone as it is. So, start of the new year, get back into the band thing. I'm fucking struggling to get the mojo for that.
Oh, mate, I can't muster anything and I hate that it's become like... That. I never wanted to be a social media cunt. You know what I mean? One of them fucking, I was going to say a naughty word, one of them wankers who fucking, does this shit. And like, oh, we got to get content out now. Oh, fuck, I've got to get me content out. I've got to post all this shit. I can't fucking stand it.
That's who we are, mate. Yeah. That's how you get big in this world nowadays.
I reckon you just... See, my method was cause controversy and get cancelled, and that's how you fucking...
Well, we did that. Now we're going to do something else.
And now
we're going to build that back up again and then do it.
Yeah, it's a constant back and forth.
One step forward, two steps back. You got to go somewhere.
Yeah.
Or in our case, it's...
I think it was 5 step forwards.
25,000 and then like 2 steps forwards back. And 200 back.
So that's a good way of looking at that. Yeah. So
anyway... How's this weather?
The weather at the moment, quite nice, actually.
In here, it's all right.
Oh, shit. Starting to warm up.
One of the band things I do like, though, because I went on a road trip recently, went up to Mallacoota, and I was out of buds, and I was thinking, fuck, man, like, surely this band thing can pay off at some point. I haven't seen a fucking cent that hasn't just gone back into it or onto something else.
No.
And fuck it, I'm at the pub there. I've already put out an Insta story saying, anyone in Mallacoota, come give me some buds. I'm looking at this table like young fellas and these young chicks. I'm thinking, I'll go up to them and ask them. And the table just kept growing in size and there was like 12 people there. I'm thinking, I can't go and grab the attention of 12 strangers just to go, oi, any of you have buds? I was getting nervous. And then one cunt came up to me out of the crowd. He's like, Ranson, Eddie. I'll go back to my campsite, get you 3 grams, no stress.
Really?
Best thing this band has ever fucking...
Buds and Mallacoota.
Oh, I was so surprised. Man. I was shocked.
That's awesome. That's so good.
And shout out to that bloke.
That's gross.
forgot his name, but he's a fucking legend, him and his mate.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yep. No, he came up, he's like, which one are you, Matt or Jesse? I'm like, Jesse. And then he posted later, oh, I've met up with Matt. Like, oi, this kid was so funny, man. So
he changed it, he changed it.
He had one shave, yeah. One shaved eyebrow. And he was trying to get me back to the campsite. And I don't know, private stories, mate, I shouldn't share that.
Maybe not.
What was he going to do with you back at the campsite? Or is that the private story?
We got a guitar and fucking all this. And I said, bro, I just dropped a tab of acid. I ain't going around no strangers. I'm going home. Had a little log cabin in Mallacoota. It was beautiful.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was,
fuck
mate.
Yeah.
Mallacoota is a great place.
Oh, fucking loved it.
Oh, nice.
Just nothing but bogans. And there was this one chick at the pub. Shout out to this chick at the pub. Yeah. She's a Mallacoota legend, right? She's fucking... She's at the bar. She's holding two drinks, right? Clinks them together. I'm like, all right, must be a bit of a celebration. Something's going on, right? Whole night, two drinks in hand. And I asked the old fella next to her, and she goes to get another one. I'm like, what the fuck is she doing? She does it every night, mate. She comes every night. And I said, why two drinks? She's like, she said she got two hands. Like,
why not use them?
And you know what the fucked up thing towards the end of the night? She was dancing around, taking all the bottles, all the glasses and stuff, cleaning up the tables. She doesn't work there.
She's a local legend.
It's just a local legend.
That's awesome. Awesome. That's awesome.
What a darling. Oh, that's mate. Awesome.
That's gross. I saw
her at the chicken shop the next day. I'm like, g'day.
Good form last night.
Was she eating with two hands?
Didn't even look hungover at all. Just fucking solid.
It wouldn't be bad. Like, you know how like when you're trying to quit cigarettes, but it's bad like when you always get on the beers. Well, for me, smoke more. But I suppose if you've just got a beer in each hand, you don't need to smoke with the other hand.
It would be a good idea to quit smoking, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's gross.
I just don't have the money to support that kind of alcoholism.
Yeah.
Oh, that was nice.
Now we've got to drag it together.
Team effort.
Yeah. I might be onto something there.
Yeah.
Glass is a wine.
Yeah.
She must spill some of it, like, every single time.
It was perfect every time.
She must, like, put her tongue in between the glasses so it, like, funnels it down to, in her mouth.
You know what the most impressive thing was? She kept the glasses level the whole time.
Exactly.
So she wasn't favouring one over the other.
Oh, she was having pots or schooners or whatever.
It was schooners.
Really?
All the way down. Leveled the whole way down. And she smashed them. Like, the time it takes you to finish a regular beer, she'd gone two. And then she's back at the bar before you've even blinked.
There's just some unsung heroes out there, isn't there?
Well, mate, yeah.
That's just great.
It's one thing you get out of travelling, you meet new people, find new things you admire.
Different lifestyles.
Yeah, different cultures.
Excellent.
The double drinker.
The double skew.
Appreciate it. Everyone's got a different purpose in life and not like your way is the right way, and sometimes it's just about drinking two beers at once. I don't know.
That's a way.
Yeah, it's
a way.
If you get off on it, then go for it, I guess.
Might try two smokes at once for the rest of this podcast. See if I get more out of it.
I think that'd just be kind of annoying.
Help you quit smoke. Help you quit drinking.
What if she was a smoker as well? It just wouldn't work, would it?
Because she wouldn't have a hand to roll the dart.
Yeah, unless she's got a dart in her mouth 24/7.
Well, I didn't see her smoking, so unless she's taking care of herself.
Maybe that's how she didn't quit smoking.
That's what I think you're onto something.
Fucking not a bad idea.
Yeah, because that's when I smoke the most, when I'm drinking, I'm at the pub or whatnot. Yeah. So
if she occupies her hands, and she's got no excuse to stop.
Well, basically, whenever I've got a beverage in my hand, I want to fucking get nicotine in my body.
But so Ash has quit the darts pretty much. Like, you have the occasional dart every now and then.
Or like the vape. I don't know.
But he's the first out of us boys to fucking really chop him off. Me, Ed and Andy are still...
Ed? Still I see.
Tarlung.
I haven't bought a deck in like a month.
Really? Yeah. Are you smoking or not?
Just these things. Yeah.
All right, take that back. There's two of us.
It's called an igot.
Call the go?
Yeah, if you want.
Is it different to a normal one, is it?
Well, the ones that you usually see around here usually have like it's like oil soaked in like whatever cloth, but this is actually like liquid.
Jesus.
But disposable.
That really got me there.
See, that just make me tummy sick and the fucking like the
it's different, isn't it?
Oh, it's just a bit like
the flavor in those ones just seems so artificial compared to this. This is a new flavor. You might like it. It's I'd just like to try that. Straight up mint.
Yeah.
That's good. It's like you know those little tabs that you chuck on your tongue?
Yeah, yeah.
Those mint tabs?
Mm. A bit like that, yeah.
It's nice. It's like toothpaste.
I just reckon, like,
Golgate.
I'm addicted to more of the chemicals that are in the tobacco, the nicotine, must be, because it's not as satisfying, and I don't feel as cool smoking it. I feel actually like there's a deficit to my coolness when I'm smoking a vape.
Yeah.
When I'm vaping, sorry, not smoking a vape. A deficit? What I mean, like a detriment.
But then I kind of see, like, why I hated smoking. It just fucking stinks and it tastes disgusting.
Yeah, and that's what I always told myself, like, you're going to get wrinkles and you're going to fucking smell like shit. Well, you already do smell like shit. So, but it never works. I'm always like, oh.
Yeah, I'm less scared of smoking killing me and more of it like making me older earlier.
And disgusting, yeah.
Yeah.
I look at me old man, my uncles and all that shit and, ugh. 40 looks rough. Man. 40 looks like 60.
Yeah, nah.
Yeah. Darts, eh?
Durries.
But then I still fucking smoke mix like constantly, so it's not like tobacco is completely out of it.
Yeah, this is our second day, us without any buds.
Yeah.
Yep, second so day. Me and Ash, we're off the buds again.
No chill.
Second day.
I mean, I haven't like declared, it's just like there's been nothing around and I don't want to buy any.
It's not a bad way to start.
That's.
Oh, yeah, apparently there was like something like 19,000 cannabis plants got found by the cops in WA.
19,000?
Or was it 90,000?
And what, tell me they just left it and let...
Where'd they find it?
...and keep it? Or?
No, in WA.
WA's pretty big.
I'm not sure, man. It was on the news.
I reckon there's way more marijuana plants just growing. Just because they found 90,000 doesn't mean there's none left.
Yeah, but it might make it harder to get there.
Well, that's a big operation they got going there, 90,000 plants.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's a lot of land out there.
Your dad just used to grow bushweed.
When your cops walking through, just be like, oh, he's inspecting it. Oh, yeah, cool, just pick up.
Oh, that's what I'll do. If I was a cop, mate, I'd only work on drug
operations.
I'd be dirty as. I'd be so dirty.
Yeah,
there's this one video where, I could be American or something, but it's this news reporter, he's reporting about this cannabis crop and it's burning in the background and he's high as fuck and his eyes are red as hell and he's trying not to laugh but he's trying to report on the
he does like 20 takes and he just cannot like keep a straight face and not laugh.
Good times. Good times.
That'd be a good idea for a party if you like had a ring of marijuana that we're all in with burnt and we just burnt it. A bit waste. What am I
That's
talking
like
about?
That's like the hot house.
What a fucking waste.
Bad neighbors
chopping up.
Zac Efron does the hot house. They get barrels and they just chuck fucking weed into a barrel full of fire and they smoke out the whole house with like fucking marijuana smoke. That sounds like fun.
That's awesome. If you have that kind of money, you can just bring the fire pit in here and then just hot burn box. Plants.
Yeah, I'm on.
Yeah, you'd need to be growing copious amounts for that to be like an acceptable decision.
Yeah, but that's all right. We'll do it soon.
Yeah.
Next year.
So something happened the other night. We've been keeping people up to date with the neighbor situation for the most part every time like shit goes down. Something happened the other night. I wasn't fucking involved at all. So I'm just going to bring up the story and then handball it off. All
right. Me either.
Yeah, okay. So I was passed out in my bed. And you were past it in your bed. I think you were away somewhere. And I just fucking wake up and there's fucking bang, 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 bang. I thought there was an earthquake. I thought something was blowing up in the kitchen. I run out and there's some kind of fucking knocking at the door. But like bang, 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 bang.
Very
broke the windows on the front of her door. That's how fucking bad the knocking was. And then Jacob's there. He comes out. He's stumbled drunk. He's like, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah, Jacob wasted ass.
And I'm thinking, what the fuck? Is this some junkie come to the front of their door? Like, or is this someone's friend or enemy? I don't know. And we open it up and it's Kev from next door. And he's having a full mental breakdown. Goes, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. You can't be playing music that loud. I'm thinking, bro, like I was sleeping all the way through it. Jacob must have been in the living room having a party to himself. Just...
There was no one else here.
That's what makes me laugh the most. Just imagine Jacob by himself having a boogie. Yeah. Like I'm playing the music full pelt. And then, Kevin comes over, almost cried, bro. He was that fucking upset. And I was trying to calm him down, trying to calm Jacob down. Oh man, it was a fucking it was a fiasco.
Anyway,
there was
so
blood on the stairs.
Yeah, so now there was
blood on the stairs.
Yeah, on the Sunday, I come home. I'm like, what the fuck is there broken glass up the entry hallway? And why is there blood on the front doorstep?
There was blood?
Yeah, oh, there still is, man. That's what I was saying before. I'm like, we know it's him because we've got his DNA on the fucking doorstep.
Bro, he cracked it so fucking hard, man. He started bringing up unrelated shit to me that was like fucking his life up. And he was, I was like, bro, all right, we'll turn the music down. Shit.
Seek medical advice. Like, I know your counsellors.
Yeah, but yeah, Kev's a good bloke. He's just trying to do his thing, and I think just a bit. He's got like, good hearing.
He's like the friendly.
I didn't wake up the whole time. Man, Ash was asleep closer to Jake. Like, I had my door open, everything. Didn't wake up.
Yeah, friendly neighborhood Kev, just looking out for the whole neighborhood.
Just pops his head over the fence. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Are you cunt happy now?
Yeah, fucking. Oh, you're swearing as well.
Whatever. Good work, Kev. Not too much longer, buddy. We'll be out of your hair.
You mean life? Look, he's an old guy. Life's not going to last too much.
Not that old, really.
We'll end you soon.
I don't think he's that old.
He'll live longer than we do.
Oh, fuck. Anyway.
Mm.
How are we looking? 36.
36.
How are we feeling?
How many minutes we done?
36.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. I'm happy.
Oh, I'm happy.
Words?
Not really. If you've got a favourite venue near us, you know, the owners, will tell them to hit us up if you want to hear some music.
Has voting been closed on the Triple J?
Yeah.
Thanks everyone who voted for us.
Or just regret not voting for us then.
Yeah. Or just tune in and...
Bro, wait. We got this fucking massive paragraph from this one chick. Yeah. She's like, guys, I've got to just tell you one thing now, and I'm so sorry. I was out with my mates, I'm getting drunk, and they're forcing me to vote. And I've done all my votes, but then I realized I didn't vote for Dry.
You're kidding.
And she's just like, having this full paragraph, like, I'm so sorry, like, please forgive me. I'm like,
did you message her back saying that's not enough, and that you need to really fucking think about what you've done? You call yourself a fan? Unfollow us. Unfollow us right now.
I didn't reply to it, but yeah.
And make a new email and try again.
Yeah.
No, but that's all right. Thanks for everyone that did vote for us. For everyone that couldn't figure out how to, that thank Triple J for that. But yeah, hopefully we
if we make it, we won't do anything.
We'll celebrate probably.
Yeah, we'll celebrate.
I mean, kind of. I don't know. Like, we'll come. We celebrate most days for no reason.
Didn't you say we'll go play in someone's backyard?
I think that was Matt. Actually, that wasn't me.
Oh,
are we doing that?
I didn't do that. Matt said that.
Alright, I guess that might happen.
If you voted for us and you live in WA, we're coming to your house.
WA?
Yeah, because I want to go for a holiday there anyway.
Yeah, I've never been over, South Australia.
Yeah, but I'd rather go to WA.
Oh, yeah.
I've only ever been to Adelaide and Sydney.
You've never been out of Queensland?
No.
Are you joking?
No.
No. I've only been Queensland, like... when I was a kid, to the theme parks because we
serious?
Got free ride for the free theme parks in like.
When's
a cereal
the last time
packet.
You've been to Queensland? When you were born.
No, and then the second time I was there was when we went first.
I would have been to Coolies. 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 Wouldn't it?
Yeah. Oh, Sunny Coast. Nah, I did the hitchhike trip after Sunny Coast.
Yeah.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, with you, when we went up after Schoolies.
Yeah.
I love Queensland. Yeah, that's a good story. For next time. Next one?
Next time.
Should we wrap it up?
We'll wrap it up.
Yeah. Woo! Thanks for having us. Thanks for tuning in if you watched. Show your mates, show your mum, show your dad. Don't show Kev from next door.
take it easy. Love you always. Yeah,
so,
it's like rats and cheese and
cheese and rats.
Cheese and rats.
Cheese and rats and rats and cheese.
We should do another podcast soon.